You mentioned open, how much easier it is to talk to people who are already have an open mind, and why you want to talk to your network, and why you want to see everybody as a power sponsor and power sponsor. How do you go and reconcile that or bridge that gap with the need that, okay, well, you also at some point need to reach out and talk to people who you don't know, or that the relationship is fairly cold, like cold calling and things like that, where that relationship isn't. So how do you bridge that? Are you saying that cold calling is unnecessary, or how does that fit into the overall strategy of
Percentage.
everybody being a power sponsor, blah, blah,
Great,
blah?
great question. Great question. Percentage, right? You're going to exhaust your best, you're going to prioritize your best leads first, but most people can't fill up an entire day of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude with all warm or hot leads. So when we move into the context of cold, remember this, 80% of the objective, or 80% of the people that we reach out to cold via in person, on the phone, via email or media, traditional or social media, will never respond to us. So my only focus, okay, hear me out. I don't ever try to have to worry about selling someone cold. All I want to do with someone cold is get them to call me back, because the minute they get me to call me back, they're just as warm as any other lead. They become a warm lead when they're calling me back. So my expertise and my focus is on, can I increase my percentage of people that call me back? 90 some percent of the people don't call you back. 80% of the people don't. I don't know what it is, but imagine if you can increase, 10%. If you do 100 cold calls a week and you increase 10%, that's 10 more warm leads. Most people close a higher percentage of warm leads. The list goes on and on. Remember, 10 extra a week, and that's just 100 cold calls. Some people do like 200 calls a day. But if you can increase 10%, remember, 10 a day is, 365 days. That becomes 3,650 warm leads. If you're closing just 1%, it's 365 sales. That's a significant difference. That's when you get to blow out comp plans. People don't realize it. But remember, don't sell cold calls. Only thing you're selling on a cold call is to get someone to call you back. Then you move into what I taught you. Hey, thank you for calling me back. How are you? Tell me, what are you doing today about this? Oh, what do you like about it? What don't you like about it? Would it help you if, as a decision maker? Would it help you if, as a power sponsor? Hey, do you know anyone that can help me? And now you continue, you make that warm lead into another lead instead of having to go make another cold call. Therefore, your statistical success increases even on the warm leads. Now you're just overloaded with business, and you got to hire more people so that you can curse yourself and have employees and overhead, and then realize that you're getting so busy working, you're forgetting to make money. You should have just stuck to being a salesperson yourself. Forget it. Well, no, I'm just kidding. Antonio,
It sounds like you have some
damn, I'm losing more hair. This is crazy. All right. Anyway, you get my point. Get people to call you back.